Lord, we come down at your feet this morning because we know that you are in this place. Hallelujah. It's the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. Down at your feet, oh Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. Oh, I'm amazed at your glory and praise. By your mercy, oh Lord, I live to worship you. Sit down,
down at your feet, oh.
Jesus,
and kneel before your throne.
I'm so
serve you. You lift us up from the merry clay, Lord, and set us up upon the rock to stay. We're so amazed. We live to worship you.
Your infinite kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory, embraced by your mercy, oh Lord. I live to worship you. There is no
Why do we sing when we lift our hands to Jesus? What do we really mean? Someone may be wondering.
If you have
why do we sing when we lift our hands to Jesus? What do we really mean? I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrows. That's the reason why I sing
because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy. I sing.
Listen to it.
Why do we sing when we lift our hands to Jesus? What do we really mean? Someone may be wondering when we sing a song. At times we may be crying and nothing's really wrong. Someone may be wondering when we sing a song. At times we may be crying and nothing's really wrong.
Someone asked a question. Why do we sing?
Song. At times we may be crying and nothing really wrong.
I sing
because
His eye is on the sparrows. That's the reason why I sing.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrows. That's the reason why.
I should tell you, he will come through for you. I heard him. The Lord said, I should tell you, he will come through for you. Say for the third time, Kali. The Lord said, I should tell you that he will come through for you. And the Egyptians you saw before, you will not see them again. Say it prophetically and hear it as the word of the Lord. The Lord said, I should tell you, he will come through for you. And the Egyptians you saw before, you will not see them again. Father, turn tears into joy, turn pain into testimonies. Turn things around and your people will return once again with all the glory, knowing that you are the one that did it and knowing that you are the doer of all the miracles. We thank you for this blessed afternoon. We are grateful for your visitation and Lord, for your working presence. We know that we will never be the same again. We decree and declare that everyone present will live with an encounter in the mighty name of Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Take your seat in heaven.
His eye is on the sparrows. That's the reason why I sing.
I sing because I'm
singing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrows.
I want to pray for anyone that is sick. If you are sick, whether you are in-house or online, I want you to lay your hands. If you know where the sickness is, I want you to lay your hand there. The Lord is healing right now. The Lord is healing right now. The Lord is healing right now. You know that in this house, it is what the Lord says that he does. The Lord is healing right now. If you are online, you can stretch your hand towards your gadget that is streaming live. The healing power of the Lord is coming to you in-house. Bible says in Luke chapter 5 and verse 17, it came to a certain time that Jesus was teaching in the synagogue. There were many people there, and the power of God to heal was there. When we gather together, the power to heal is available. And one of the avenues through which the power comes is through the word, the spoken word. When the word is spoken, it reconstructs, it heals, and it recovers. Therefore, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, wherever there is sickness, wherever there is a disease, whatever it is that is affecting and buffeting the bodies and the mind and the soul, the spirit of anybody, connected in person, online, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I rebuke it right now. And I decree and I declare, let every sickness be gone. Come on, shout me, I believe in amen. Let every sickness be gone. Let every disease be gone. We disenfranchise the spirit of infirmity from attacking anybody. And we decree by the authority of God's word, your works have come to an end. We speak the word of healing over everyone present, everyone online, in person, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the minds of the people of God be free. And above all, let the spirit and the soul of the people of God be intact. In Jesus' blessed and mighty name, somebody shout me a believing amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's the reason why I sing. That's the reason why I sing. That's the reason why I sing.
Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, what changes, what brings changes is the environment, the atmosphere. Praise the name of Jesus. And I'm excited that you are here tonight, today, for another encounter, another episode with the word of God. Hallelujah. I was so blessed this morning when a son of this house, Elder Ezekiel, was ministering powerfully the word of God. It was so powerful. And I was tremendously blessed. You see, one of the things you have to, and I was so happy, because if a teacher, all your students are failing, don't think that you are a very good teacher. That is why your student, some places, the more they fail the people, the more they think that they are good. Hallelujah. When I was in college, there were some lecturers. One of them was called Jata, which means, is it a lion, right? Hey, to pass Jata's exam. Hallelujah. And he taught by failing people. He was a good teacher. Amen. A good lecturer is one whose students pass. It means that you've done a good job. I was tremendously blessed. The revelations that were coming, the life practical examples that were coming. God bless you. The Lord bless you. And when you hear, let me say this in person, because sometimes many people miss a certain Kairos moment, because of, sometimes people are offended in certain statements that are made. For example, as Elder was preaching, he said that, and Papa said, and LP, Shana came, and Papa said, and this one came, Papa said, chances are that the enemy can let you be offended. Let me come through here. Because as I was sitting down, the Lord was telling me that, clarify the air. You see, Matthew chapter 10, and then verse 40. Look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 40. He said that, I'll just give you three scriptures over there. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 40, he said, he that receives you, receives me. Do you see that? Can you give it to me bigger on my opposite screen? Now he said that, he that receives you, receives me. And he that receives me, receives him, receiveth him that sent me. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15. He said, I will give you pastors after my heart that will feed you with knowledge and understanding. And what will happen? The next verse says, look at what will happen. The next verse, verse 16 says that, and it shall come to pass when you be multiplied and increased. So it is the feeding of the word that comes through the sent person to you that, ladies and gentlemen, brings multiplication and increase. 2 Chronicles chapter 15. And then verse number 3, 4, and 5. He said that now for a long season, there were three things that Israel was missing. He said that they were missing, Israel had been without the true God, number one. Number two, a teaching priest. And number three, without the law. So because of that, what happened? He said, when they were in their trouble and then they called unto the Lord, they sought him, he was found of them. But look at the consequences of when those three things were not there. In verse number 5, he said that, and in those times, there was no peace to him that went out or to him that came in, but great vexation was upon all the inhabitants of the countries. The next verse is that nation was destroyed of nation. You see? City was destroyed of city. Family was destroyed of family. People were destroyed by themselves. For God did vex them with all adversity. Why? Because they were without a true God. They were without a teaching priest. And they were without the law. These are three things that must never depart from your life. That is not my message. But probably it is a word for somebody. You see, what a teaching priest that the Lord has sent you does is that he becomes, and please look at me, I've demonstrated this thing here before. What a teaching priest that God sends you does is that he becomes the covering. You see, now, you see this bottle of water. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, if you are thirsty, and then even you come into the church, nobody is here, but you are very thirsty, and there is only one bottle of water sitting here. It is the house of God, but it is opened. You won't drink it. Is somebody understanding me? You will not drink it. Why? Because it has no covering. It has nothing that is covering it. But then, when there is a covering, and number two, when there is no covering, any pressure will let you spill over. Is somebody seeing it? Just the least pressure, a little issue, it will let you spill over. But ladies and gentlemen, even if you are half and then you are covered and there is a covering over you, okay? There's a covering over you. At least we can be sure that there is some preservation. And number two, when pressure is mounted, because pressure will come from the left. It will, except you are a spirit. Even spirits, they go through pressure. When you read the book of Genesis chapter 6, you see that spirits go through pressure. When pressure comes and it is pushing you here and there, what will let you be stable is when there is a covering over you. It is not just your content. You can be full. Without a covering, you will spill over. Praise the name of Jesus. See, that is why sometimes when I see people, and that is why I love something that Elder said, in this house, we deliver keys. Because that is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18. And then Matthew chapter 16 and then verse number 18 and 19. He said, I give you the keys of the kingdom. So the kingdom in which we are is loaded with keys. And the more keys you have, the easy access you have in life. I pray that any door that is shut, it will be opened by reason of the keys. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So sometimes when we talk about, Paul said it. He said that you are partakers of my grace. The Lord will deposit a certain grace. The grace for salvation is general, but the grace for growth is not the same. So the Lord will deposit grace in vessels. You see, sometimes Peter was far older than Jesus, but Peter followed sheepishly. And you know what? Brother Jeff, your making is in your followership. Jesus said, follow me and I will make you. He said, follow me and I will make you. Anything that you will ever amount to, the vision, look at even in life. It is only when you follow the GPS that you arrive. You don't know the place you are going, you will not follow GPS. How would you arrive? So your arrival, your followership, your judicious use of the time that God has given you upon the earth is a product of your ability to follow. And when you are following, be careful you are not offended. Yeah. Because God will use human beings to lead you. He will not use angels or spirits. Praise the name of Jesus. Maybe that is somebody's message. I always want to move spontaneously as the Holy Spirit says, so that somebody can be blessed. Hallelujah. So today, what am I talking about very briefly? I'm talking about the second part. Please, don't forget. Oh, let's celebrate Prophet Perry Apau and the wife, Lady Pastor Priscilla. Hallelujah. Last Wednesday, gave us a very powerful, meaty word. Hallelujah. And on Friday, we encountered him. And this coming Wednesday, he will be ministering to us. Hallelujah. And in our powerhouse, this Friday too, he also minister. So I want you to come in. And then not this week, but next week. Next week from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. It'll be, in fact, this month has been loaded. It's a prophetic month, actually. And so those 3 nights are going to be prophetic convocation. I have some powerful men of God that will be coming. I'm working on it. But my son Julius, Prophet Julius, will be here. And so I want you to be part and parcel of it. And we will never remain the same. Hallelujah. It's going to be powerful. And yours truly, I will also be here. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. So, we started last week talking about The power embedded in the word of God, the healing power of the word. The healing power of the word. Without the word, many things will not happen. In fact, without the word, nothing will happen. Without the word, look at John chapter 15 and then verse number 5. Jesus said, "For without me, you can do nothing." And who is Jesus? The word. From John chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. In the beginning, our dominion scripture. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning. The same was in the beginning with God. And verse 3 says that all things were made by him. All things. How many things? Come on. How many things? All things were made by the word. Colossians chapter 1 verse 17 says that all things consist. Look at that. Colossians 1 verse 17. He said, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. All things consist. So what you and I need in our lives and in our world, ladies and gentlemen, is an encounter with the word. When you encounter the word, tears will cease. In Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5 and then verse number 4. Look at Revelation chapter 5 and from verse number 4. He said, if I start from verse number 3. Verse number 3 said that no man in heaven nor in the earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book. When the book is not opened, when the word is not opened, Bible said neither to look thereon. So what happened? Verse 4 says that as a result of that, I wept much. The reason why there is tears in the lives of many people is because they have not encountered the word. The word dries up tears. So Bible said that because no man was found worthy to open the book, neither to look thereon. And then in verse number 5, he said that, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Somebody say, weep not. Why? Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book. And because he has prevailed to open the book, when you get connected to the book, when you get connected to the word, every tear ceases. I pray that every tear in your life will cease in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every tear has its drying tissue in the word. Every tear that will ever drop from your eyes has its drying tissue in the word. Your ability to open it will determine how fast the tears will dry. So we read in Acts chapter 19 and verse 20. Bible said that so mightily grew the word and it prevailed. The more you increase the dosage of the word. Recently, I went to see somebody who wasn't feeling so fine at the hospital, and then she called the nurse, and then as I was watching, the nurse came and then she said, I want you to change the dosage of my pain meds. So I asked, what does that mean? And then they said, it means that the pain med that she's being administered to is not effectively meeting the need of the pain. So I said, what is going to be done? He said, we are going to increase it. So when you see that the word is not being so effective in that area, keep pumping in the word. Tell somebody, keep pumping in the word. Tell somebody, increase the dosage. And then we said, there are three things that are in the word that makes it the healing balm of our world. The first thing in the word is that it contains the continuous creative force of God. It still contains the creative force of God. John 6:63. He said the word that I speak unto you, it is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. In other words, the things that are happening around you, it will not profit much. In other words, it will not be long lasting. But what is long lasting? He said, the words that I speak unto you. You see, it is the words that I speak unto you that are long lasting, not the situation you find yourself in. But you see, the enemy will always try to let you concentrate on the flesh. What is happening? What is prevailing? He said, it is the words that I speak unto you that matter. Why? Because they are life and they are spirit. They are spirit and they are life. And nothing physical can happen except it first happens spiritually. So when you encounter the spirit of the word. One day there was a prophet in the Bible, Ezekiel, in Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. He was so weak when he encountered the Lord. He was so weak. And Bible said that the spirit entered into me when he spoke unto me. So when the word comes, it comes with the spirit. It enters into that situation. And look at that. He said, and he set me upon my feet. Somebody is rising up again. I said, somebody is rising up again. And then he said, as a result of that, I heard him that spoke unto me. You see, I heard him that spoke unto me. We said the second thing that is in the word that makes it what the world needs now is that it carries the sustaining force. It carries the sustaining force or the sustaining power. It is what keeps the world running. Of course, Colossians 1:17, we read it. And the third thing is that the healing, there is healing, there is recovery, there is remedy. The ability to recover is in the word. The ability to recover is in the word. And that is why it is important we understand the word. So, today, the second part of that message is, how do I engage the word? Look at these three powerful forces in the word. The continuous creative force. So it means that whatever is not there right now. You see, that is why sometimes doctors will tell somebody that you don't have a fallopian tube. And then by the word of the Lord, will declare and say that the Lord is giving you a set of triplets. And it happens because the word will create. Somebody doesn't have a husband. By the middle of September, the person will have a husband. That is why when the word comes, don't debate how. Because the word creates. Praise the name of Jesus. Tell somebody, don't debate the how. Your responsibility is to believe the word. Praise the name of Jesus. So how do we engage the word? How do we engage? Because the word is like the egg. Yesterday I was talking with a certain family. They've bought a property for some years now. And then they decided to raise a chicken. So they said that every day the chicken lay about 8 eggs. So I said, hey, that is powerful for a domestic home. And so I asked them, I said, are you going to let them brood over it? And they said, no. I said, why? He said, because there is no male amongst them to cross them. So they will lay the eggs all right. But even if they brood over the eggs, it will be destroyed. Why? Because it hasn't gotten the fertilization power upon it. Now, the word is like the egg. If you receive the egg and you don't engage the fertilization, the sperm upon it, it will remain only an egg. Is somebody understanding me? So, what is the sperm upon the word? What do we need to put upon the word to get it engaged so that it will be delivered? So that it will manifest. And that is why I always love the scripture in John chapter 1 verse 14. He said that, and look at that. And he said, John chapter 1 and then John chapter 1 and then verse 14. John 1 14. He said, the same John, yeah, but chapter 1 verse 14. And the word was made flesh. So somebody got to make the word flesh, right? So we have a responsibility to make the word produce. And how do we do that? Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2. He says that the word preached did not profit them. Because they didn't mix it. So this is the fertilization that we put upon it. This is what makes the word profitable. He said the same word. It came to two different people. Unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. It didn't become flesh. Why? For they did not mix it. They did not put a sperm on it. So what is the sperm? They did not mix it with their faith. Is somebody understanding me? So the question is that I'm answering today is, how do we mix it with faith? Number one, I'm just giving you 5 points and I promise you we will be done. Hallelujah. Number one, Maria, God bless you. Hallelujah. Number one, so how do we fertilize the word? Maybe you are reading the word. You came, like the Lord said, the Egyptians you saw before, you will never see them again. How do I make it profitable? Is somebody understanding me? You read through the Bible. You came across a statement. By his stripes, I am healed. But the sickness is still there. How do I make it profitable? How do I make this word flesh? You see, the reason why we have to make the word flesh is so that we will not make him a liar. There are many believers that are making God a liar. How are we making God a liar? Because we think the word must happen automatically. No, God is not an irresponsible God. And responsibility is the price for greatness and manifestation. If you be able to walk in manifestation, you must take responsibility of what you ought to do. Praise the name of Jesus. So how do we mix it with faith? Number one, receive the word as the word from God. Please write it so. Number one, this is how we apply faith to the word. When the word comes, number one, receive the word as the word from God, not the word from my pastor. Because God will always use an identifiable and an audible voice. That is why when God called Samuel, Samuel ran to his pastor. Why? Because the Lord used the voice of Eli to call him. You come to church and the message is coming. You came for a departmental meeting. Somebody gave exhortation. You knew that the word was applying to a certain situation. We call it katalambano. It means that grab it. It means that grab it as your own. That is the Greek word. Katalambano. Grab it. Arrest the word. Don't let go of the word. You tell yourself that this word is mine. Ladies and gentlemen, when I am anywhere, and then let's say I am here, and then the Lord, you are preaching, or you are giving an exhortation, or you are giving an announcement, or you are doing something, you give a word. I don't take it as a word from whoever is giving. No, I say, that word is mine. That word is mine. So what do I do? I arrest the word. Receive it as the word from God. Many people receive it as the word from their friends. Many people receive it as the word from their wives. So let's say you had a little grudge with your wife, and then you came to church, and then your wife was doing the opening prayer, and she said, in the name of Jesus, this week somebody is receiving a miracle. You have lost it. Because at that moment, you saw the word as a word from your wife that you had a grudge with at home. Is somebody understanding me? Some people receive the word in the lens of the past of the person. Hey! Today you are a man of God, a woman of God. I used to know you when we were in school. The way you was a bad boy. So the guy is speaking. You see, so the guy is speaking and then, hey, God can change things. Oh, God can change lives. Instead of you to receive it, look at your mind. Hallelujah. When I was consecrating elders and pastors, I announced to the church, I said, from today, if one of them was your Lamomo, do you know Lamomo? Your ex. It is the elongated Greek word for ex. We consecrating somebody as a pastor, as a leader. Say, the world is not fair. The world is not fair. I used to date this girl. Today she is a minister. Oh, you have lost it. See, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. I love that scripture so much. Wherefore know we no man after the flesh? For if anybody be in Christ, wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh? When the Lord sends you a person, the Lord knew that he was a human being with errors, but the Lord sent him or sent her to you. Your ability to receive the person and the message as the person and the message from God.
And we are all men of God. We are all people of God. Who is a child of the devil?
You have missed it. Am I talking to somebody? Praise the, you see, why am I talking about it? Because the Lord has already made healing available. In Jeremiah 8:20-22, he said, the harvest is past. He said, the time for deliverance is past. Why are my people still in bondage? Is there no healing balm in Gilead? Is there no evidence for their healing? Is there no evidence for their recovery? Why has Christ finished the works, but people are not enjoying the benefit? I'll put money in your accounts, yet you are sleeping without food. Why is that so? Because we don't understand how to engage. And that is what we are trying to learn. Receive the word. Receive the word as a word from God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and then verse 13. In 1 Thessalonians 2:13, Paul made this assertion about the Thessalonica church. He said, for this cause also I thank God without ceasing. Why? Because when you receive the word of God, which you heard of us, you did not receive it as the word of man, but you received it in truth as the word of God. No wonder the Thessalonica church was one of the profitable churches. It was one of the powerful churches. Your life will be beautiful. I said your life will be beautiful. One day, I was with my biological mom. She turned 77, a couple of the day before yesterday. And one day I was with her in a car, and then we were talking about certain things. And then I started talking, and she became very quiet. And I said, "Oh, ma, why are you not talking?" He said, "Because my man of God is talking. I'm her second born. If we break my age into two, I'm now nearing this thing." Amen. She said, "My man of God is speaking." I said, "Wow." I see her as my mother, but when I'm operating, she sees me as a man from God. And so the word is not familiar with her. And so the word prophesy, Holy Hill Chapel tenant. You see, somebody was asking me. He said, "Why is it that it's like every time there are miracles in that church?" I said, "Because we do not familiarize ourselves with the vessels and with the word. We understand the role of God sending us men and women of God. And we don't take them for granted." Holy Hill Chapel, Tennessee, your life will be glorious. I speak by the authority of the Holy Ghost. Your life will be glorious. Receive the word as a word from God. It is only when you receive it that the word delivers power to you. John 1:12. To them that receive him, unto them gave he power. So when you receive the word, it delivers, you know, it delivers the power. Elder was giving an analogy in the morning message that he was giving. When you take a medicine and it enters into your body, you don't direct it where it should go. It goes to where it needs to go. When you receive the word, you see, you might be receiving the word as, "Oh, this word," sometimes people will be in church and then they'll be like, "Ah, this message that came, Randy should have been here. This was Randy's message." It is your message. If it is not your message for today, it is your message for tomorrow. You may not need it today. So instead of them to receive it, say, "Ha, the way I wish that Israel was here, this word should have addressed him." It is for you. It is for you. It may not be for you today, but you will need it tomorrow. Because, you know, the word of God is for yesterday. It is for today. And it is for tomorrow. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. When you take an inoculation, a.k.a. vaccination, or a.k.a. a shot, that is what Americans will understand well. You know a shot. Hello? Cindy, you know a shot. Am I pronouncing it well? A shot. A shot. Somebody say a shot. Uh-huh. When you receive a shot, for clarification's sake, S-H-O-T. Pronounce it according to your school. Hallelujah. When you receive a shot, that shot, it's not, listen, most of the times it's not for that time. It is to prepare you against futuristic attack. So they immobilize the same virus or the same pathogen that is capable of destroying you. They immobilize them and then they introduce them into your system so that your white blood cells will now accommodate them. So when the real boro comes, they say, "Oh boy, we have already seen your kind." They become like David. They say, "We have already fought the lion and the bear. Who are you, this Goliath?" So by the time Goliath will come, they are ready. That is what a shot is. That is what sometimes the word, you see, that is why when the word is coming, open your eyes, open your ears, catalambano it, because you may not need it today, but you will need it tomorrow. Can I tell you, maybe you may not even ever need it, but your children will need it. So never be familiar with the word. You see? So receive the word. When you are receiving the word, you receive the person of the word. Daryl, if I tell you that I'm sending you a package, all you are waiting for is the package, right? You are not caring about who the carrier is. What I'm interested in is the package. But many times people are looking. If you don't send me that check with FedEx, I won't receive it. You'll be there. The Lord said, I will send you healing, deliverance. He didn't say whether through FedEx or through UPS, whatever, or the other one, USP, or the other DHL or whatever. All you need is what? My package. Today, your package is here. I said, your package of prosperity is here. Your package of blessing is here. Your package of healing is here. Oh, somebody is not hearing what I'm talking about. Your package of change of level and change of story is here. I speak under the authority of the Holy Ghost by the prophetic mandate. Your package of peace, of joy is here. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. There is any sickness that is incurable, in the mighty name of Jesus, we paralyze it right now. You walk from here healed. Somebody is walking from here with a reconstructed organ. I just heard it. Hallelujah. Receive the person and then believe the word of the person as from God. Number two, how do I mix the word with faith for it to deliver my assigned healing or my assigned, blessing? Number two, keep the word. In other words, run with the word. In other words, do the word. These three, I combine them to one so that I can just give you 5 points. So keep the word, meaning run with the word. It means do the word. I love athletics and boxing. But in athletics, the field, not the field, the track one also, I love it, as well as the field. But when we are running, Randy, come. And then we are running. Randy, go there. You are my next uncle. Now, watch it. And I'm putting the baton in his hands. And I put it. Now, drop it. Drop it. And he drops it. We are disqualified. Oh, he may run fast, the swiftest, beat world record time. Where is the baton? Oh, but why didn't you pick it? I didn't want to stop running. Boy, you see that you mean who doesn't run? You see, once you drop the baton, you are disqualified. Many believers are running without the word. They are praying without the word. They are fasting without the word. Can I talk to somebody? They are not keeping the word. Simply put, they are not running with the word. You can run fast without the word. It is disqualified. You can run fast. John chapter 2 verse 5. Whatsoever he tells you to do, do it. Genesis 37 verse 11. Genesis 37 verse 11. His father kept the sayings in his heart. Joseph had a dream. Oh, my star. I saw the stars and I saw the moon and I saw the sun. And the moon, the sun, the stars were bowing down to me. The father said, hey, does it mean that we are going to bow down to you? For the sake of preserving the joy of the boy, he rebuked him in the presence of the rest. The Bible said that his brethren envied him. But his father did what? Come on, help me. My ability to finish fast depends on how fast you help me. His father did what? Observe the saying, kept the saying in his heart. In other words, he was running with it. In other words, he wakes up, he said, my son will be great. Oh, you wake up in the morning, let the word, Romans chapter 10 and verse number 8 and 9. He said, let the word is nigh thee. It is nigh thee. The word is nigh thee. Even in thy mouth and in thy heart. Run with it. Don't look at the second. You wake up in the morning, you say, I'm blessed. You wake up in the morning, say, I'm healed. Meanwhile, as you are saying, I'm healed. Say, I'm healed. They say, sister, stop saying you are healed. You are not. He said, don't worry about what you are seeing. For we are not moved by what we see. Whose report will you believe? Will you believe the report of your physical body? The report of your physical account? The report of what the economists are saying, the law is saying, the paperwork is saying? Or you believe the report of the Lord? The report you believe determines the outcome you receive. One day, I don't know when I will ever stop sharing this testimony. I went to the certain hospital for the purpose of advancing my career in 2013 for a blood work. I was about to travel. They said, you have hepatitis B. I looked straight into the way I shouted, the woman, I know if she sees me today, she'll recognize me. I said, I have no hepatitis B. The woman shook. He said, sir. I said, I'm sorry, but I wasn't addressing you. I was addressing something that was speaking through you to me. Sheer. If you leave yourself, they will impose something upon you, and it will be your story and your destiny. Listen, life is governed by words. I tell you, brothers and sisters, doubt me not. Life is governed by words. Otherwise, Bible will not say that Jesus rose up and rebuked the wind. In Mark chapter 11, Jesus saw that fig tree not producing. And then what he said? And Bible said, and Jesus answering said unto the fig tree. It means that there were words that have been spoken over the fig tree. So Jesus had to answer it back. Words that have been spoken over your life, over your marriage, over your finances, over your ministry, over your health, over your, am I talking to somebody who believes, over your business, over your children. You were not there in that elementary school and they spoke over them. You were not there and then they said certain things. By jurisdictional authority of the prophetic, I decree and I declare, let those words be canceled. I said, let those words be canceled in the name of Jesus. Who is it that says it to? It says it, Lamentation chapter 3 and then verse number 36. He said, who is it that says it and it comes to pass when the Lord, look at that, to submit the man in his cause, the Lord does not approve it. Verse 37, who is it? Who is he that saith it and it cometh to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? In the name of Jesus, every evil declarations, every evil meeting, every evil convocation against you, the Lord has not approved of it. And to subvert you in your cause, the Lord has not approved of it. Therefore, in the mighty name of Jesus, let it fall now. Let it fall now. That is why when you are somewhere and somebody is making, declaring words upon you, oh, you, that you are nothing. Don't take it lightly. Say in the name, you that when the person was saying it, the person said it freely. Why can't you rebut it freely? Say in the name of Jesus, it is not my portion. Or if you want to be very apologetic and respectful, you say respectfully. So that when they take a judicial council meeting and they sit, the person will add that. She said respectfully. Respectfully in the name of Jesus, this word will not happen. Never joke when words are being spoken. That's why I see people and I bless them. He said, bless and curse not. Somebody say, receive the word. Number two, run with the word. You got to run with the word. When the prophet gave Naaman a word, go and bath 7 times. Is it not simple? The commandments of God are not grievous. You see, brothers and sisters, many people trivialize the word that comes from the mouth of God through his servants. Yeah. Never do that. Praise the name of Jesus. Me, when the Lord is speaking through anybody, I receive it. I said it is mine. He said, go and bath 7 times. Science will tell you it is not wisdom. Number one, the river Jordan is loaded with filth. The river Jordan was like a river in my home country called Adorna. You can Google Adorna after we are done. But not now in Jesus' name. How many of you know the river Adorna? You see, people are saying, oh. It's a certain river loaded with filth. If you want filth, number one, very, very dangerous river. That was how Jordan was. Very filthy river. Debris. Dead things. No life in it. It had no life in it. Jordan had many, many, many errors in it. Before, you see, you know why Jesus was baptized in Jordan? To heal Jordan. One day I'll preach that message to you. To heal it. Now guess what? The prophet came. He said, go and bath in it. He said, come on. Brother, come on. At least talk something that is logical. Science doesn't approve of this. Economics doesn't approve of this. Second Kings chapter 7 verse 1. After there had been a siege, the prophet came. He said, tomorrow about this time, there was a man who was very scientific. Be careful of science and be careful of human wisdom and human knowledge. It will deprive you of the power of God. Human philosophy. Praise the name of Jesus. Tell somebody, keep the word. When you stay with the word will reflect on you. When you stay with the word will reflect on you. Number three. Now, let me give you a scripture for that. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. In Acts 4, 13, the people themselves gave testimony. They said, when Frida, look at that. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. But then, they took knowledge of them that they have been with Jesus. Maybe when you stay with the word, you see, that is why, do you know that it is good, it is, people can wake up, the first thing that they grab is their phone. When they grab their phone, the first thing that they are going on is to find out what is on X, what is on Facebook, what is on YouTube, the notifications that they have gotten. But they open the Bible and it is like they are pulling hair from their nose. Very painful. Oh, do I have witnesses here? That's why I love you. Am I speaking the truth? No, we have been reading the Bible. You are a liar. Even the book of Acts that we say we should read. If you like, let me do a survey right now. You are on which chapter? Who? Now everybody, no, let him not point me. You are on which chapter? She said, I'm on chapter 4, verse 13. The devil is a liar. What does chapter 4, verse 13 say? Hallelujah. Listen. Brothers and sisters, you see, the devil is crafty and very cunning. Anything the devil wants to take away from you, it is because it is beneficial to you and disadvantage to him when you have it. Yeah. Let the word stay with you. Colossians chapter 1 and I think verse number 13 or so. He said, let the words of Christ, 13 or 31, one of the two. He said, let the words of Christ dwell richly in you. It is somewhere there. My people will find it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let the words of Christ dwell richly in you. Why is it that there are people, they know every blogger's name. And then somebody was showing me something. He said, this person is called this. They said that somebody has done something with some ladies, whatever, trending in a country which starts with G. And then, so somebody was showing me. Look at that, 316. Somebody was showing me certain things. And then they said, this one too. I said, who is this one? He said, oh, this one is a popular musician. I said, which is this one? They said, oh, this one used to be an SRC, whatever. Which one? Hey, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Who is this one? I said, hey. So if I also question this person, I say, what is in John 3:16? That'll be wahala. What is in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1? I nearly said, my friend, the way you know these things, you have to, don't let this social, because you see, whatever fills you out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You see, do you know, hold on, okay, right before I say, because I don't want you to miss it. Elder, watch me. Elder, come. Elder, watch me. Now watch me. Elder, watch me. You see that he's blinking his eyes. He didn't intend. He doesn't even know that he blinked his eyes. It was an involuntary action. Let me tell you something. When pressure comes against you, you react involuntarily. Now, your involuntary reaction is a product of what is in you. So if it is about Beyoncé, there are many people, when you sit in their car, that is when you will know that many are called, but few are chosen. Somebody brought his car for dedication here. Don't bring your car for dedication here if you know that you will play certain jiggy jiggy jigga jaga 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 jon jon jan jin 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 inside. Jah Rastafari, yes I. Babylon CIA, yes I. Hallelujah. Brought a car. After preaching, sweating, I took the oil upon the table. When we dedicated it, we pour oil on. I said, this car is dedicated for the advancement of the kingdom of God. He went on the highway. Now, jiki jiki jan jan jago jago jan jan jiki jiki jan jan jago jago jan jan jiki jiki jan jan, enjoying it. By the time he heard, bye! You are saying, oh, when you allow when you allow the word of the word to stay in you, the product of the word will be attracted to you. Because whatever is in you attracts. The word of the world in you will attract the elements of the world. The word of Christ in you will attract the elements of Christ, the power of Christ, when you are spontaneously attacked. Because the issues of life do not come with a timetable. If they were coming with a timetable, then you prepare to face it tomorrow. What happens when it appears in the middle of the night and before you slept? Last night we met. And then it dozed you off.
Hey, Papa, you know, I can only sleep with cool numbers.
So don't worry, you sleep with cool numbers. And the issues of life visit you in the middle of the night. Cool numbers will attract them. Man of God, God bless you. Tell somebody, let the words of Christ dwell in you richly. Number three. Stephen, how do we mix the word with faith so that it will be productive? Number three, focus on the word. Yay. Focus on the word. Focus on the word. Accidents happen when we lose our focus on the way. Focus on the word. We have many casualties. I'm not talking about when the enemy comes to try you. Because that one, the Lord will set a table before you in their presence. But when you lose focus and then as a result of that, Peter was only sinking in the presence of, in the presence of Jesus. In the presence of Jesus. Matthew chapter 14, from verse 28. All the way to 10. In the presence of Jesus. I can't imagine that in the presence of Jesus, a man was sinking. Why? Because he left his focus on the word and was concentrating on other things. In Acts chapter 6 and then verse number 4, the apostle said, it is not meet for us. Start with me from verse number 3. He said, it is not meet for us to concentrate on all these things. The way you like, wherefore, if I verse number 2, he said, look at verse number 2. Then the 12 called the multitude of disciples and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. We should leave the word of God and concentrate on any, many, many other things. You see? And then verse number 4. Look at verse number 4. He said, we will give ourselves how many times? Oh, please help me. Continually. To what? To prayer. And what? Come on, to what? Two things. To prayer and the ministry of the word. Sometimes the prayer line is going on. Not that you are working or you are asleep. But I just feel like, oh, you know, we have been praying. We are tired. What do you lose when you come on and the prayer is going on and you are driving? Don't you know that an atmosphere is needed? Satan is not unwise. Oh. Satan is not unwise. Brothers and sisters, believe me, he is not unwise. Create an atmosphere. any opportunity you get to saturate your environment with the word. Remember Acts 19:20, so mightily grew the word. Let the word grow in your environment. Let the word be there. Let the word be there. Let the word be there. Podcast is blasting. Now, even now, you can even go on YouTube and then audio scriptures. Blazing. Blazing whilst you are asleep. Hallelujah. Do you know that, Mrs. Eshen, do you know that when you sleep, your body is asleep, but your spirit is not asleep? Yeah. So always give your spirit the ability to grow. It's a very beautiful thing. So there is a message blasting at the background. You know, there is something at the background. You are blasting your spirit up. Praise the name of Jesus. So that is point number three, right? Focus on the word. There are many shallow believers. They don't have the word. They are not established in the word. Sometimes we tell stories. One day, about 2 years ago, I was preaching on Resurrection Sunday. And then watch me for a second. Mama, darling, I preach the message and I talk about the fact that the tomb is empty. When we finish, somebody went to L.P. Shana and said, when the man of God said the tomb is empty, which tomb was it? I'm telling you here. There are many stories if we say it right now in the Bible. That is why sometimes when I'm preaching, I take time to dissect the word. Because first, initially, I used to think that everybody must, this one is something from Sunday school. But somebody never had the opportunity I had growing up in Sunday school. Amen. I know the Jonah, I know the whale. Somebody, you mentioned Jonah and whale, the person goes like, where are they living in Murfreesboro? Somebody with me. Murphy, you get what I'm saying? So you just read it. When you are read it as a story, you just read it as a story, but tell the Holy Ghost, brood over me. The stories must be in your spirit before the seed must be in the ground before the water will come upon it. If the seed is not in the ground and water comes upon the ground, there is nothing that will break. There is nothing that will grow. If the word is not in you and then the prophetic word comes. That's why sometimes I say that one of the most dangerous situations in the life of a believer is to receive a word when you don't have a foundation. When Bible says in the book of Matthew 7, he said, when the rains come, your fall will be great. Boy, we are all shaking, but we bounce up. Situations will shake you, but you bounce up. When you have the word, when the foundation is not there. My favorite scripture, Psalm 11 verse 3. If the foundation is destroyed, what shall Gabriel do? You see that? Number four, store up the word in your heart. Store up the word in your heart. When you have the word stored up in your heart, in the day of attack, you will draw virtue out of your store. What do you have in your storage? Store up the word. Satan is on the rampage sifting people. Charles, with your beautiful tie, Satan is looking for you to sift you. As I'm holding this microphone beautiful like that, Satan is looking for an avenue to sift me. Daryl, Satan is looking for, got a very beautiful beard. The Lord has blessed you. But Satan is looking for you to sift you. I tell you, man of God, with your beautiful hair, sir, Satan is looking for you to sift you. There is nothing about you that will stop Satan from sifting you if he gets the opportunity. But, elder, Satan is looking for you to sift you. Your quantity of prayer will not prevent Satan from coming close to you. He wants to sift you. He wants to sift me. I may be preaching powerfully. I am a target for Satan's sifting. My tie doesn't scare him. There is nothing about you that scares Satan. So, you see, when the word comes, it is like a ship that is on a rough road. It becomes your anchor. It becomes your anchor. So what it does is that, as for Satan, he will come. He will come. So in the book of Luke chapter 22, verse 31 and 32, he said,
Simon, Simon, Satan, notwithstanding the fact that you have walked with me, notwithstanding the fact that you are an astute fisherman, notwithstanding the fact that you have, oh, there is something unique about you that others don't have, it doesn't stop Satan from not coming close to you. He said, but I have prayed for you that when you are sifted and sifted and attacked, you will not fail. The word in you is what grounds you. The word in you. So he said, your word was found and I did eat them. Eat the word. Eat the, store it in your heart. In the day of drought, it is your storage that will save you. In the day of drought, it is your storage that will save you. When your storage is empty, please don't depend on any other thing and think that by reason of this or by reason of that, ladies and gentlemen, it is the word. That is why when I meet people, the first thing I'm looking for is what is in this person. If it is a word inside that person, I gravitate towards them. But if it is something else, I decide to find my level. Because otherwise, the little inside of me may be drained. That is why you have to be careful. Even the people you allow into your inner circle. Store up the word. Psalm 119 verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart. Even to overcome temptations and sin. Hide the word. Store it up. Store it up. Store it up. That is why when I'm preaching, I quote many scriptures. Peradventure too may be stored in your heart. Number five. Finally, number five. What must you do to put faith on the word? Release the word with your mouth. Talk the word. To release the word with your mouth means confess it. When you are talking, talk the word. When you are praying, pray the word. When you are thinking, think the word. When you are meditating, meditate on the word. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Talk the word. Talk the word. Talk the word. Let the word be in your mouth. 2 Corinthians 4, 13. We having the same spirit of faith. You see? Now look at that. Faith is different from the spirit of faith. What makes faith the spirit of faith is the verbalization of the faith in you. Because he said, the words I speak unto you, they are life and spirit. So until you speak the word, it doesn't become the spirit of faith. He said, we having the same spirit of faith. Let the word become a spirit of faith. It is your believing that gives you faith. But the believing that gives you faith, when it becomes the spirit of faith, then ladies and gentlemen, it takes over the situation. He said, we having the same spirit of faith. How? According as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Tell somebody, speak. Come on, tell another person, speak the word to that situation. The enemy attacks your child, speak the word to it. Speak the word to the child. Speak the word over your bank accounts. It may look foolish, but speak it. The elder gave us a certain scripture in Mark chapter 5 and verse 28 in the morning. Mark 5 verse 28. The woman said, for she said, if I may touch but the clothes, I shall be whole. How did she know? Because she had heard testimonies. So she duplicated the testimony. She said, is this not the Jesus that they say that raised Lazarus from the dead? Is this not the Jesus that did this? Is it not the Jesus? That is why in this hour we share testimony. When you hear it, it is not people bragging. It is for you and I to be empowered by something that has happened. And please remember, when I hear God doing something in the life of my brother, I know that he is within the enclave. He is within the vicinity. If God visits Emma, from you know that you are close. You know that you are close. You know that you are close. I'm also close. So if God visits you, Margaret, it means that he's within the enclave. He's coming to you. I said he's coming next to you. And the second visitation will be better than the first one. Because the latter glory is better than the former glory. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. The Lord empower you in Jesus' name. The Lord strengthen you in Jesus' name. The Lord glorify you in Jesus' name. As you say the word, the Lord confirm the word. As you say the word, the Lord backs up the word. As you say the word, let devils tremble in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to close. I told you it was a short message. And I want you to pray. I want you to pray. When you speak the word, the Lord confirms and the Lord backs it. What you speak is what God backs. It's what you speak that God confirms. When you speak the word, angels carry it. They carry it. God, the work of angels is to run with our words, whether good or bad. Speak the word. Now I want you to talk to that situation. I give you the next 30 seconds to 1 minute. Talk the word. Talk the word. Talk the word to the situation. When you speak the word, Satan bows. We have in the same spirit of faith. What we believe, we confess. What we believe, we confess. Shabadebedebedebedebe. We declare healing. We declare speed. We declare recovery. We declare overflow. We declare overtaking. We declare abundance. We declare perfection. We declare new change of story. Change of garment. We declare that this month the Lord will surely show up. We declare that we will not be put to shame. When you are one step away from shame, the Lord will show up. It doesn't matter what has happened, the Lord will show up. The Lord will show up. The Lord will show up. Can you begin to bless the name of the Lord? Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Father, we are grateful. Listen, the Lord will show up, okay? The Lord told me at the beginning of the service, and he said I should tell you that the Egyptians you saw before, you will see them again no more. This week, we'll be dealing with the Egyptians you saw, you will see them again no more. Can I pray for somebody who doesn't have a relationship with the Lord? It all starts with a relationship with the Lord. Maybe you are online, you are in-house, but you don't have a relationship with the Lord. It all starts from there. So I want you to have this connection. Except you have been admitted to the school, you are not even registered to write an exam or to be given a classroom. You need to have a relationship with Jesus. It is not religion. It is a way of life. It turns everything around. It turns stories around. It turns situations around. Therefore, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, I want you to just lift up your right hand wherever you are and I'll pray with you. You don't have a relationship with Jesus. Or you used to, but your relationship is now sour. It is sour. You don't have a relationship with Jesus. It is important. This is not something that we are shy of. Medicine that saves, we are not shy when we are taking it. And therefore, you know you don't have a relationship with Jesus. You want to say that, man of God, just pray with me. And from today, I will have this relationship with the Lord. I want you to lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you wherever you are. Wherever you are. For the sake of those online, can we pray this prayer? Say, dear Lord Jesus, with my heart, I believe you came to die, to save me, to pay for the price of my sins. With my heart, I believe it, and with my mouth, I declare that Jesus is Lord and Master over my life. From today, I am born again. I'm a child of God. No more a child of the enemy. Thank you for keeping my name in the book of life. Amen. Father, we are grateful for this prayer. We decree and declare, nothing will pluck us out of your hands. Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. I'm so excited. Amen. And I am excited for you and your testimony this week. I want you to know that I love you. There is nothing you can do about it. You'll be the subject of my prayer this week. And I want to encourage you, keep praying for the brethren. Keep praying for one another. And keep praying for me as well, my family. As we pray for you, amen. We want to receive an offering unto the Lord. And then we'll take our communion. And then we will be done. Now, I know that if you're a first timer, you raised up your hand, they gave you a form. And I will welcome you after this. And then I will shake hands with you. And then if you have your form ready, I'll receive it. Please lift up your seed before the Lord. Remember, except the seed falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. But when it falls into a fertile ground, it dies and it becomes overflow. Father, bless our seed. Turn it around. And let there be a bumper harvest. For the ground is blessed and fertile. The seed is also sanctified. The harvest shall be guaranteed and bumper. Please drop it with joy. God bless you. Drop it fully with joy. We got all the giving poured out on the line. Use any of them. That suffices with you. If you want to do by tightly, text the word give to the number 833-859-4117. You want to do by PayPal, lucas@holyhilltn@gmail.com. 720-645-6629 for all other givings. If you want to do by your card, Minister Jada, where are you? Your hand is up there. Please, she will attend to you powerfully. If you want to do by cash, there is an envelope in front of you. And as the Lord lays on your heart, don't withhold, because he said, cast your bread upon the waters, and after many days you will find it. The Lord bless you. It is by your giving, my giving, we push and advance the kingdom of God. We'll be taking our communion if you have. Now, next Sunday is our international service. We'll be having one service, right? And it is at 9 a.m. And then please remember, the following Sunday, I'll be talking about the power of the communion. I want to explain what this mystery is about. And I'll be dealing with it the last Sunday of this month. It's going to be very powerful. It's going to be very, very powerful. So I want you to be part of it. And then, of course, next week, this week, we'll use it to prepare ourselves for next week. And next week will be a prophetic convocation. Please take the bread. It was bread when Jesus blessed it and he broke it. He said, "It is my body." We break it, we receive it as the body of Christ. He blessed the cup. He said, "It is my blood." Lord, as we partake in the communion, somebody at the hospital taking the communion is getting healed. Somebody in-house is getting a new body part in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody online is receiving a reconstruction of their heart. A reconstruction of their body part. Somebody with a skin condition is getting it cleansed. A skin condition in Jesus' blessed and mighty name. Let's eat the body and drink the blood. If today is your first time, can I see your hand up? Okay. Yeah, men's ministry. Yeah, I will not forget it. Men's ministry are having a very powerful, quick meeting right after service. Right after service here. Every man, a very quick meeting right here. Amen. God bless you. Today's your first time. Can I see your hand up? Wow, today's your first time. Can I shake hands with you? Sir, can I shake hands with you? Can I shake hands with you? Yeah. I know you are shy, but I'm more shy than you. Yeah, just join me. God bless you. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. God bless you. All right. So what's your name?
Prince.
Invited by?
Kelly.
Kelly. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Just a moment. Sister, what's your name?
Doris.
Doris, invited by.
Dufie, hallelujah. Can I pray with you guys? Prince and Doris. Father, thank you. Can you stretch your hand towards our brother Prince and our sister Doris? Father, bless them in Jesus' name. Let there be an evidence that they've really encountered you today, even when they depart from here. Turn things around. Give them testimonies in Jesus' blessed and mighty name. Amen. Please, after service, I'll see you in the conference room, okay? God bless you. Let's celebrate, brother Prince and sister Doris. Shall we be on our feet? The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord empower you. The Lord strengthen you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. Let's share the grace of God together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Let's take our prophetic declaration. With long life, can you share it with somebody? Full of prosperity and sound health shall you satisfy me and my household all the days of our lives. Amen.